It's December 29. Most likely, this is the last episode of my podcast this year. If this were an ordinary journalistic podcast, I would now sum up the results of the year and make plans for the future. But this is a soldiers podcast, so its New Year's edition will be somewhat different. The results of this year are extremely simple for me. For more than 10 months, I have been a soldier of the Ukrainian army, the most heroic community of the people in modern history. I am happy and proud to belong to this community. Never in my life, in any of the jobs, have I felt so needed and useful as in the army. Plans for the future: to stay in the army until victory, try to survive and return home, and of course continue to record this podcast. My podcast is a thin thread that connects me as a military man from today with me as a journalist from the past. The more time passes from the day I left for the army, the thinner this thread becomes, but still holding on. And as my podcast producers Stevie say, it holds up well. A few days ago, the total number of downloads of my podcast exceeded 100,000. It seems to be for an independent product, which is not baked by large production companies and rich sponsors, this is not bad. If you not only download my podcast, but also listen to it, then all this is not in vain. I would really like that in the new year my podcast would be about simple, peaceful things, about my cats, my family, rock and roll and travel. But there is almost no chance. I see the stupid hatred with which the Russians continue the war against us, even despite a series of serious defeats and huge losses on many sectors of the front. As I write the text for this podcast, air raid alerts sound all over the country. Several dozen ballistic and cruise missiles were launched by the Russians on peaceful Ukrainian cities and towns. Our enemies decided to spoil the New Year holidays for people, to kill as many Ukrainians as possible. We have a whole country of murderers and their silent supporters as our neighbors. Millions of people dream of destroying Ukraine and Ukrainians only because we were told on TV that we are not worthy of existence. We were so proud by the Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, but their culture is not the classics with sad eyes, but fat, polished TV presenters spewing hatred for their neighbors for a good salary and justifying any crimes if the victims of these crimes are Ukrainians. If you are wondering how the Germans in the 30s of the last century turned from the nation of Schiller, Goethe and Beethoven into a bloodthirsty gang of Nazis, keep close eye on today's Russia. Immediately after Hitler came to power, the German media began to blame the Jews for all the country's trouble. At first, not all, but only representatives of big capital, bankers and industrialists. They were dehumanized and any crimes committed against them were justified. But after a couple of years, dehumanization spread to all other Jews in Germany. They were accused of aiding Jewish capitalists and wanting to live at the expense of ordinary Germans. And a little later, the Nazis came up with the idea of the complete annihilation of Jews of Europe. Russian propaganda is also acted progressively. At first, not all Ukrainians were declared enemies, but representatives of certain parts of Ukrainian society, Ukrainian Catholics, anti-Soviet resistant fighters from the 30s and 50s of the last century and their followers, supporters of the political parties insisting on immediate European integration. When gradually this list expanded and included first all residents of the west of Ukraine, the territory of the country that was part of Austro-Hungarian Empire, when all Ukrainians who did not vote for openly pro-Russian politicians, and finally all Ukrainians in general. As in the case of Nazi anti-Jewish propaganda, Russian anti-Ukrainian propaganda has nothing rational. There is not a word of truth in it. This is a heap of lies and empty accusations that are easily broken by logical arguments. But the problem is that our enemies don't want to hear any arguments. They want us dead. We have a very difficult year ahead of us. It will probably be even harder than the outgoing one. But we have no choice. We must live and win. Happy New Year.